sometimes controversial, always politically incorrect, and pro-life without exception, without compromise, and without apology. It's the Pro-Life America Podcast with your hosts, Sarah Waits, and the president of Life Dynamics, Mark Crutcher.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I'm Mark Crutcher, as you heard, and joining me is my comical sidekick, lurking nearby, Sarah Waits.
Not lurking.
She's lurking. Anyway, there's a lot going on in our world today, in our country especially.
You say that every week. There's always something going on.
I'll tell you, for the last few years, it's like we hop from crisis to crisis or drama to drama of some sort. Of course, we had the situation with the Capitol a week or so ago, and the godless left is making sure that they go along with the old Saul Alinsky thing, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah, which, you know, for months, when people who are with, it's associated with Black Lives Matter or a feminist movement or anything like that were doing similar stuff either on the national level or on the state levels or even the city level, nothing was ever said. Whenever they burnt stuff down or broke things, it's justice.
And or took over a city.
A police headquarters. Oh, it's just they're fighting for, for rights, right? We're creating a brave new world. But when some people break some windows, it's like, oh no, the world is coming to an end.
Supposed conservatives. We don't know. Yeah. It could have been an Antifa deal, but or Black Lives Matter.
But it's a complete double standard by the media, by social media networks. You know,
it's disgraceful. But the most disgraceful thing is that these people on the godless left are using that as an excuse to ratchet up their censorship of people on the conservative side, especially pro-lifers, and we've seen this for years. And
I think in some ways the pro-life community has been dealing with censorship a lot more than other conservatives.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
For years.
Everything that you're seeing happen to conservatives now, and this is in some ways kind of makes me angry with some of these so-called conservatives, this is what the pro-life movement's been going through for decades. Mm-hmm. And yet these people didn't get all jacked up about it then.
Yeah.
They're only getting jacked up about it now because it's happening to them. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. We'll move along.
We won't dwell on that too much.
The fact is that we're now seeing all of this stuff with things like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all the rest of them. They're not even hiding what they're doing. I mean, they're
They're just blanket making bans.
Censoring any kind of conservative message. Twitter banned Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, well, yesterday. Twitter is supposedly banned somewhere around 20,000 counts. I'm not exactly sure on the exact number.
And if you read what they banned him for, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just that they disagree with it.
And look at James Woods and how many times he's been put on probation by Twitter.
Right. So you can put porn on those things.
Yeah.
And if you don't think there's porn on YouTube, go check it out.
Well, one time we were testing something for Facebook Live,
right,
and Facebook Live has this little map where you can see people going live all over the place, and we were just showing you examples, and then up pops porn. It was a live stream of people having sex, and you're like, wait a minute.
But so that stuff's okay, but if you just disagree with the leftist orthodoxy, you're not to be tolerated.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because Blair White tweeted in May of 2020, social media companies can't eliminate child porn and pedophiles on their platforms, but they're capable of censoring opinions they dislike.
Right.
And it's
weird.
On point, right?
Right. That's exactly right. You know, years and years ago on Life Talk, and I'm talking about 15, 20 years ago, I was saying that we're in a cultural civil war and that it could lead to a shooting civil war. And people jumped on me, even people on our side, saying, well, we're not in a cultural civil war. There's no such thing. And it surely couldn't lead to a shooting civil war. I wonder if those people still have that same opinion now.
Yeah.
Now that it's happening.
Our country is so divided. Everybody is so angry and in each other's throats and calling each other all sorts of names. And there are people who are calling those people who were banned Nazis without even knowing what they were banned for.
And now you have members of our government, elected officials, saying that people who support Donald Trump, voters who voted for Donald Trump, need to be taken to re-education camps.
Yeah.
This is what the communists do. This is what the Nazis did. And something that you're not old enough to remember, of course, but back in the 50s and 60s when the Cold War was raging, you had communist leaders, Khrushchev and others, who were saying, don't worry about us militarily. Don't worry about us in Vietnam or whatever that we're taking over countries militarily. You'll vote us into office at some point. And people thought, nobody's ever going to vote communist into office. We got communist right now. We got a man that's a communist fixing to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
And the vice president is certainly a communist. Nobody can deny that this woman's a communist. And they're big into this deal. And that's what they do. And they go into a new country when they take it over is the re-education camps.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've got people in the Democrat Party
mm-hmm.
saying that Trump supporters have to be held accountable for having voted for Trump, putting him in office.
But not just Donald Trump supporters. They're saying that people who are conservatives, that they're taking names for the future.
Right. They're openly stating this.
Yeah.
That they're creating basically an enemies list.
Yeah.
And we're going to go after these people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you supported Donald Trump or if you supported this conservative agenda over here, we're coming after you.
Yeah.
And it's a scary environment.
Not just that, but it sets a very dangerous precedent. I know that people who support these beliefs and ideas, it's kind of like that saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. If you may believe all these things over here and that's the way to a brave, better new world, if your idea is to create an enemies list and persecute and go after people, it sets a bad and dangerous precedent because that can also be used against you in the future.
It will be.
And if you look at the history of the world of governments that have used that, it doesn't have a happy outcome.
Right. Yeah, we're in dangerous waters here.
Yeah.
But again, the pro-life movement has dealt with this to a much greater degree
mm-hmm.
for a much longer period of time than other conservatives have had to deal with it.
Yeah, like when we released that video, Message from the Unborn.
Right.
We put it out on Facebook and we tried to boost it so that it was reaching more people. And we had already gone through the steps. We had already run ads with Facebook before. This was nothing new. And Facebook said that we weren't qualified to boost it because it was political and we hadn't gone through the steps to do political posts. We hadn't done all their little
jump steps. Jumped through their hoops,
even though we already had.
Right.
So we do it again. We just went through the verification process again. And then Facebook says, okay, green light. We try to do the ad again. And it tries to claim that this video was pornographic in nature. I'm not exactly sure who would find this arousing in some way.
Well, I can tell you, we went through this years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of the first groups that did the graphic images.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of groups that were doing them.
Mm-hmm.
But we did them on a massive scale because we did a lot of direct mail around the country
mm-hmm.
with mail pieces that included graphic images. They tried to come after us for distributing child pornography because the graphic images of these unborn babies were naked. Now, you couldn't see any kind of genitalia because they'd already been ripped all apart. But this is the mindset
mm-hmm.
of these people. They can't defeat you in the marketplace of ideas. They can't do that. And they know they can, and they figured out that they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So the only chance that they have, and we've seen this in the pro-life movement for decades, the only chance they have is to shut you down. They can't beat you.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to shut you down. That didn't succeed, by the way.
Yeah.
When we got contacted by some attorney generals who said that people from the pro-choice side had contacted them wanting them to go after us for using the mails to distribute child pornography, they asked us to send them copies of mm-hmm. the mail piece that we had sent out. So we did. At that time, it was faxes. We made fax and sent it to them. And they had to issue a statement saying, this does not fall under the definition of pornography. Right. That was an example of even decades ago how we were going through this. Now everybody's going through it on the conservative side. And it's going to get worse. I think it'll get worse long before it gets better.
You know, we've been trying to push off this official settling of the issue of whether platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whether they're publishers or they're platforms, or are they a public utility?
If that's the issue right there.
And so what laws they have to ascribe to. We've been pushing that off for understandable reasons. We don't necessarily want to have government regulation, but at the same time, we have the freedom of speech. And I think it's going to come to a point where this is officially going to have to be answered one way or another.
Let's reverse this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, for example, now you got all these things like Facebook and Twitter and all these things eliminating any kind of opposition to their political agenda. Let's say that a mailman, a letter carrier.
Mm-hmm. Or a mail woman.
It could be a letter woman, whatever.
Male person,
whatever they might be. Let's say they said,
mm-hmm.
I have a problem with abortion. I'm opposed to abortion. So I won't deliver mail to an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
Or to a doctor I know to be an abortionist. I won't deliver their mail because I feel like I'd be participating with them. These same people would go berserk.
an example of this has already happened.
Yeah.
Do you remember the woman who worked for the, I think it was the county, in charge of issuing marriage certificates?
And
she would not offer marriage certificates to same-sex couples who were getting married because it violated her religious rights. And there was a lawsuit about that. And of course, she lost. And the left was talking about, no, your personal opinions cannot interfere with doing your job.
Right. Well, how is that different
mm-hmm.
than Twitter telling the president of the United States, mm-hmm. you are permanently banned from Twitter?
Or just any conservatives. Well, he's not just been banned from Twitter. Facebook, Snapchat, which I thought was only a platform that was being used by 14-year-olds at this point. But Instagram, they pledged to ban him. Reddit has banned Trump subreddits. I mean, this is a mass exodus from social media. And there was an article by Matt Walsh called Big Tech Purge of Conservatives is Being Cheered on by Shameless Hypocrites. And this point that we just made about the case on same-sex marriage certificates, he wrote about how Jack Phillips, the baker, who became infamous for the court case of refusing to bake a cake for a same-sex couple, offered to sell him anything else but wouldn't do a wedding cake because it violated his religious beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. He says, through all this, the media, the Democrat Party, and the left have been nearly unanimous in their position that Jack Phillips is guilty of unspeakable human rights violations and that he should not have the right to refuse service to anyone on account of his own personal convictions. The left has absolutely rejected the freedom of association and freedom of enterprise arguments and insisted that for the sake of the greater good, business owners sometimes must be forced to provide services they don't want to provide. He goes on later in the article to say, yet they continue that there is no such risk and no imaginable problem with allowing multi-billion dollar tech companies to collaborate with each other to expel politically inconvenient voices and relegate them permanently to the backwaters and ghettos of the internet. They do not believe that the small town bakery has any claim to freedom of association or free enterprise, but they will happily afford those considerations to the billion-dollar conglomerates who control almost every aspect of our lives.
We are in
hypocritical.
Choppy waters.
Yeah.
And this is deep.
It sets a dangerous precedent.
It's incredibly dangerous. You know, the question then, of course, becomes, what are we all going to do about it?
Yeah, because Parler was a platform that has been set up that a lot of people, not just on the right, but people on the left who valued free speech were going to. And then all of a sudden, overnight, Amazon's web hosting services says, no, we're not going to give them server space. Their website's now down. Apple has and Google has said, nope, can't be on our app stores any longer. And then Parler's CEO said that all the site's vendors, including text messages servers, email providers, and even their lawyers, abandoned them all at once, all on the same day.
Yep.
So, in other words, if you don't like our terms of services, go somewhere else. Oh, wait, you can't because we're not going to let you.
We control them too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's scary. And, you know, we've been ratcheting up our presence on social media, particularly with you and Sheila, dramatically increasing our footprint on social media. That may be taken away from us.
Yeah.
And we're looking now, we had a, you and I and Sheila had a meeting this morning about starting to lay out plans for how we're going to deal with that when and if it happens. And I think now it's not a matter of if it happens. I think it's a matter of when it happens. We've already been put in Facebook jail before, and we've already had to jump through a bunch of hoops. And
oh, yeah. YouTube jail. We've been through a lot of jails.
Right. We've been in jail a lot.
Just not actual physical jail.
Right. Well, I was in jail one time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I did 20 minutes.
You rebel.
In the Saginaw County, in the city of Saginaw jail for a drag race.
Hard time.
Right. You know, I came
out
a changed
tat?
Man. I was... Prison changes a man, you know, and I was there almost 25 minutes. But,
oh, my goodness. You never told me. Did your parents ever find out about you being in jail?
Well, I wasn't living at home at the time, so it didn't matter.
But still.
You remember, I left home at 16.
I saw something on Instagram not long ago where it's this family was playing this game of have you ever, and apparently the son had been to jail, and he took the drink or whatever, and the next scene was like the parents banging on the door. Get out here.
No, my parents,
were you arrested?
This is when they were building Interstate 35 out here between Denton and Fort Worth. They had it blocked off because they hadn't completed it to the next exit ramp. And so me and my idiot friends went out there on our motorcycles and rode around the barriers. And this was a perfectly brand new concrete thing about a mile and a half straight.
I like how you start out by saying that you were idiots, but then you go on to rationalize.
I said they were idiots.
Oh, they were idiots.
My idiot friends.
Not you included. Right. Okay, I'm sorry.
But anyway, we go out there and we're all
semantics
in the middle of the night drag racing. Mm-hmm. Well, what none of us thought
anticipated.
About
yeah.
was the fact that there was only one way in and one way out.
So you were blocked in.
So all of a sudden we see all these police cars coming. We got nowhere to
fish
go.
Fish in a barrel.
And it turns out that at that time, where we were drag racing was within inside the city limits of Saginaw, Texas. So they took me to the Saginaw
and they're like, yes,
jail.
We have an opportunity to write tickets. Woohoo!
So anyway, but that's the only time I was in jail.
See, this is what makes the podcast. Little stories and anecdotes
like this. Oh,
yeah,
little anecdotes. And people
about your life of crime.
Yeah. Me out there on my 750 Honda, and they let me ride it to the jail.
Oh, that was sweet of them.
As long as I agreed to follow the police car that was in front of me. So they took us all down, and I had to call this girlfriend of mine to mm-hmm. come write a check for me and get me out of jail. So.
That's a nice girlfriend.
Yeah.
I probably would have been like, well, I guess you're in some hot water, aren't you?
Anyway, I was there about 25 minutes. They let us out. Anyway, back to our real story here. We were talking earlier today about what we're going to do about this situation, and we've got some plans laid out.
We do want to take this moment, though, to let you guys know that we do have a newsletter with original articles that you can't get anywhere else. And we offer that in a PDF version sent via email or
a print.
Print version via the U.S. Postal Service.
Right.
So we encourage you guys to sign up for that. We'll have the link for that in the description.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get around to, was that this is the reason we came back out with the newsletter.
Yeah.
Was because we're anticipating that this might be a thing at some point, and it's happened quicker than what we thought it would. And the newsletter has been very well received so far.
Oh, yeah. People are really liking it.
But we really need to get a lot more subscribers mm-hmm. so that if this thing does collapse, if this thing does fall in on us, we're not isolated. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to isolate all the pro-lifers from each other. It's not just isolating us from the public. Mm-hmm. It's isolating the pro-life movement from itself.
So that we feel like we're alone, so that we right. feel like we cannot win, and that we just lose the motivation and the incentive to keep fighting.
Right. So we want to encourage everyone to go to our website, lifedynamics.com, mm-hmm. sign up for the newsletter, and just tell us whether you want it sent to you by mail or if you want to just get it off
in the PDF.
In a PDF form. And also, help us out a little bit here. Get all your friends to go. Don't just you go and then you share the information. Get them to go get their own subscription. And the other thing is, we need to tell people, we've brought this up on the newsletter and some other publications that we put out recently, we have taken a major hit in our fundraising.
Yeah.
And it has put us on the brink of extinction mm-hmm. because our mail was stolen. Mm-hmm. We figured that went on for about 8 months or a year. Those guys have been caught, but we'll never get back all the money that mm-hmm. we lost. We had another problem with the post office.
On top of that.
That was sending back all our mail.
Yeah.
We've got that resolved now.
And with COVID.
COVID has hit us hard. Mm-hmm. December is generally our biggest month. Mm-hmm. And there have been years where we got 30 to 40% of our entire yearly budget in December.
I think that's true for a lot of nonprofits.
Yeah, it's true for a lot of nonprofits because people are trying to get in before the end of the year and get their tax break for that year.
And Christmas is a season for
giving and so forth. So it's more on their minds. This year, our December was a disaster. Yeah. I mean, not only was it not our biggest month of the year, it wasn't even our average month of the year.
Yeah.
So this has really put us behind the eight ball. So we really, really need people to step up and help us out from a donation standpoint. But the big thing in addition to that is get people to subscribe to the newsletter. Mm-hmm. We need that boost on that newsletter because if people don't subscribe to it, then that tells us they don't want it. Mm-hmm. There's no use to us going to because it takes a lot of time and effort and expense.
And it's not just Mark that writes articles for it. I write articles for it. And then Sheila, his daughter, someone in our office writes articles.
You both have your own column in there. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
And we give out information that you won't get anywhere else. And we try to be unique in that. And we've always been. That's been kind of our reputation in the pro-life movement.
We try to make this content a little bit exclusive for the people who actually sign up for this. So you don't feel like you're not getting anything special.
Right. Yep. So anyway, go to lifedynamics.com, sign up for the newsletter. And remember us when you're filling out your checks for paying your bills. Or you can donate to us online. We'll make it easy for you. If you want to give us money, we'll make it as easy. I'll come to your house if I need to. If you're nearby, just call me and I'll drive over to your house. But we do need some help right now because it's been a bad year for everyone, obviously. Yeah. I'm not saying that everybody else is living in the sunshine and we're in the darkness. This has been a bad year, and we have no promises that 21 is going to be any better. We don't know.
No, yeah, I know. And 2021 has been off to an interesting start already.
Already. It hasn't gotten any better.
There was a meme I saw online about, it was two people in an office, and it said 2020 showing 2021 around the office.
Right. Right. This is how you...
This is our operations. Right. So you can catch up.
It's been unbelievable. Yeah. In my 72 years, I've never... seen anything like this. But you know what? God's still in control.
Yeah, I think it's important for people just to remember not to give up and don't feel like you're alone.
No.
You know, keep standing up for the unborn. Keep standing up for what you believe in. And know that you're not alone out there. If you start to believe that, that you are, then the other side has already won.
That's right. You know, Patton used to say, you're never defeated until you admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact. You aren't.
Yeah.
And God's still in control. Mm-hmm. Jesus is still at his right hand. And they're not intimidated by any of these fools that are about to be running our country. They're not intimidated by any of those guys. We made a commitment to God to stand up for the unborn. Promises that you make to God are not dependent upon elections. Mm-hmm. Elections have no consequence. So we have that commitment. That commitment's still in place. Babies are still being butchered. We still have an obligation to stand up and fight for them, and we're going to.
If you want to get biblical with this, I would just say, just think about the Jews in Egypt. They were going through a lot
for a long time.
Hardship.
Yep.
And when the plagues hit, they were protected, right?
Yep.
They did what God told them, and God protected them.
Right.
And that's how we should think about what's going on right now.
God promised us victory, mm-hmm. but he never said it'd be easy.
No.
And we're being tested right now.
Well, nothing worth fighting for is easy.
Right, right.
None of it is.
Right. Again, using the Patton analogy, you think it was easy for Patton's Third Army to go across Europe?
Well, and to that point, I do want to mention one thing that I'd kind of forgotten about. You know, we talk a lot about freedom of speech mm-hmm. here in the United States and what it means. But it's kind of like, and bear with me because it takes a little bit longer to explain this, but 1 Corinthians 13, the verses on love that gets quoted a lot.
Yeah.
It's used at weddings, wall art.
Right.
People like to quote it, but I don't think they ask themselves why it's in there to really analyze why it's actually put in there. Because there's no wasted words in the Bible. And it's because real love isn't always easy. In fact, it can be quite hard. And that's the same thing about free speech. Free speech is not for when it's easy or right. when we agree with it. Free speech is about when it's hard and we disagree.
Right.
That's when it matters the most.
Right. That's right. That's what the First Amendment's about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to give me a lecture. let's recap here for a second. I'll be married 50 years in June.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to tell me that love can be hard? Are you kidding me?
What is it that you always say about love?
People need love
mm-hmm.
the most when they're the most unlovable. And that's the way I've always looked at when you're raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
Are people that you care about, your wife, your husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
Family in general.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, it always seems to coincide that at the moment they need love the most is when they're the most unlovable.
Or when they're hardest to love. Right. I should probably say the hardest to
but
love.
But they're acting badly or mm-hmm. or whatever. And you learn that lesson when you're raising kids.
Yeah.
Especially when you raise one like I raised.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about Sheila. She has many times shown me that, because I heard that many, many years ago, that people are often need love the most when they're the most unlovable.
Yeah.
And we're kind of going through that time right now as a culture, as a group. So anyway, with that little warm,
fluffy,
fuzzy, touchy-feely
ending there,
deal out of the way, that's all I got. What about you?
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platforms and leave a review. It is important that you leave a review because, one, it lets us know what we're doing right or wrong. And two, it helps people who are out there who discover the podcast, encourages them to listen, and gets this information that I would argue is very important out to more people.
Right.
So there's a button on our website at the podcast page. You just click that, and it will take you to the podcast platforms that allow reviews, and leave a review.
Right. And subscribe to the Life Dynamics newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to write that check.
If you see fit, yes.
Even if you don't.
From warm and fluffy to the shakedown.
Right, right. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Until then, remember, Life Dynamics is not here to put up a good fight.
We're here to win.
Because winning is how the killing stops. We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye, guys.